Mahler continues. For the last time, his battles, his suffering, and his purpose pass before the mind's eye. And now, at this solemn and deeply stirring moment, when we are released from the paltry distractions of everyday life, our hearts are gripped by a voice of awe-inspiring solemnity, which we seldom or never hear above the deafening traffic of mundane affairs. What next, it says? What is life? And what is death? Have we any continuing existence? Unquote. We listen to the resurrection theme, the hint of something greater to come that we taste here in the first movement of Mahler's Second Symphony. Mahler continues, is it all an empty dream, or has this life of ours and our death a meaning? As we listen to the very conclusion of this first movement, I would ask you to note the following. We are hearing a funeral march, and suddenly a trumpet blast signals a violent descent as the coffin of our hero is lowered into the grave. All perishes that exists. And then Mahler indicates in the score a 5-minute pause before the start of the second movement. Mahler writes, is it all an empty dream? Or has this life of ours and our death a meaning? If we are to go on living, we must answer this question. The next three movements are conceived as intermezzi. Movement two, a blissful moment in his life and a mournful memory of youth and lost innocence. Movement three, Mahler writes, the spirit of disbelief and negation has taken possession of him. Looking into the turmoil of appearances, he loses together with the clear eyes of childhood the sure foothold which love alone gives. He despairs of himself and God. The world and life become a witch's brew. Disgust of existence in every form strikes him with an iron fist and drives him to despair. All right, please, a momentary timeout here. One more time, Mahler's words. Disgust of existence in every form strikes him with an iron fist. Talk about a perfect setup, a serve directly to Mahler's musical forehand. For this third movement, Mahler created an extended orchestral version of the song St. Anthony of Padua Preaches to the Fishes. In his mind, the satiric, ironic, metaphor of brainless, soulless fish, people, meandering, wafting mindlessly through their daily existence fit perfectly the expressive image Mahler wanted to create.